This is the voice of DC cab drivers, brought to you Sundays from 7 to 8 p.m. by Dominion of Cab Drivers here on WUST 1120 AM. You can download and listen to past programs at thefightback.org. It's Sunday, May 22nd. I'm Pete Tucker with The Fight Back, thefightback.org. Title 31 of the District of Columbia Municipal Regulations offers the legal framework that governs the taxicab industry. Wednesday, May 11th, interim DC Taxicab Commission Chair Dina Reed held a hearing on her proposed amendments to Chapters 6 and 8 of Title 31. Ms. Reed's many suggested changes include forcing drivers to buy a new vehicle every 5 years, as well as giving hack inspectors much greater authority, including the ability to levy a $1,000 fine and even revoke a driver's license for tires that are over or underinflated. The DC Taxicab Commission, which does not have a single taxicab driver on it, has held just one public hearing on Ms. Reed's proposed amendments. At the May 11th public hearing, signs posted on the walls of the Taxicab Commission read, "No television cameras, no videotaping, no audio taping." In a phone conversation with The Fight Back, Interim Chair Dina Reed explained that having the public meeting recorded would be disruptive because there are taxicab drivers who take a different attitude when a camera is on. At the May 11th hearing, Abebe Abadi questioned the interim chair about her proposal to force drivers to buy a new car every 5 years. Ms. Reed responded that she was attempting to modernize the fleet.
Abebe Abadi. I give my testimony, but I was asked Mr. Reed, who wrote this provision, now it comes that Ms. Reed. So what was the purpose when you write, what was your intention to order us or to have a provision to have 5 years old car? What was the purpose? What was your intention? Why you need us to want 5 years old car?
Why
you introduced to have a 5 years age limit car in the District of Columbia?
That was one of the recommendations that came out of the discussions.
Yeah, what was your intention for doing
that? To modernize the fleet. So if 5 years is not reasonable, acceptable, that's what a comment period is for. But to relook at what is a reasonable age of the fleet.
I'll repeat again this 5 years. In front of Department of Transportation. Yeah. In DC we don't have comprehensive coverage. We can't obtain a new car without the insurance company improve their coverage. So this need to be dropped.
That was Abebe Abadi questioning Interim DC Taxicab Commission Chair Dina Reed about her proposed changes to Title 31. To date, there has been just one public hearing on the industry-altering proposals that Ms. Reed has put forward. Last week, on the voice of DC cab drivers, Haimanat Bizuayu, chair of UVC and board member of the Small Business Association of DC Taxicab Drivers, discussed the proposed amendments to Title 31 as well as the creation of a petition.
The DCTC announced the publication of amendments to Chapter 6 and 8 of the Title 31. You know, Chapter 6 is about the tax cab parts and equipment, and 8 is about operation of tax cabs. And the hearing was publicly officially opened on, May 11. Okay, May 11th, which is past Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But the comment period for this is for 30 days, but the day start counting from April 29, meaning we have only 16 days left to submit our comment. So I would like to inform to my fellow cab drivers, individually who want to submit their comment, to do it within the next 15 or 16 days. It's very, very important. And I'm sure I heard you in the last part when you said there are a number of actions that we are opposed to take. So one of that is just we are trying to circulate a petition in opposition to this procedure because, we believe that procedurally it is not correct to do this, especially without the representation of the tax cab drivers at the commission, because right now, as everybody knows it, we are not represented in the commission, and no one is advocating for us. So it seems like that the reason that these hefty rules and regulations are being proposed as to govern us, our business. So yeah, everyone's involvement is very is paramount here in order to stop this.
That was Haimanot Bizuayu, chair of UVC and board member of the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers, speaking last week here on The Voice of DC Cab Drivers. There are just 9 days remaining for comments to be submitted to the DC Taxi Cab Commission regarding the proposed changes to Title 31. To find out where to mail or email your comments to the DC Taxi Cab Commission, you can visit thefightback.org and look for today's show, The Voice of DC Cab Drivers, for May 22nd. While the audio for the show won't be up until tomorrow, the text of this introduction is already up. This evening, we're going to be discussing Title 31, the changes, proposed changes by Dina Reed to Chapters 6 and 8. And we're going to have a few more minutes until we get to the calls. But to give out the number first, it's 703-534-9878, 703-534-9878. The petition that Haimanot discussed on last week's show is now circulating. It reads, quote, "We, the undersigned licensed taxicab drivers in the District of Columbia, signed this petition because we oppose the Taxicab Commission's proposed rulemaking for many reasons, some of which follow. One, this proposed rulemaking was undertaken in violation of DC law, as there were no industry representatives on either the District of Columbia Taxicab Commission or the Commission's panel on rates and rules as required by the District of Columbia Taxicab Commission Establishment Act of 1985. Two, the proposed rulemaking gives the hack inspectors and police officers more authority to stop taxicabs, even if they do not observe unlawful conduct. It increases fines and allows for the imposition of additional penalties out of proportion for a simple violation. For example, a driver can be fined $1,000 and have his hack license suspended, revoked, or not renewed if his tires are over or underinflated. Three, the proposed rules would cap the age of a taxicab at 5 years old. The new rules would force drivers to purchase a new automobile before their older one is paid off." That's from the petition that is currently circulating among drivers. You can download a copy of it at thefightback.org. You can also pick up or drop off petitions at the offices of Grand Cab Company, located at 1716 Rhode Island Avenue, Northeast, or at the offices of Allied Luxury and UCC, located at 2711 26th Street, Northeast. Again, all this information is up right now at thefightback.org under the heading for today's edition of The Voice of DC Cab Drivers. Each petition has room for 10 signatures. Try and return the petitions, no matter how many signatures, by Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest. And I'll have petitions with me each night at the gas station at 15th and U Streets Northwest from around 8 to 9:30 p.m. My co-host for tonight, Pete Harmon, has been busy making an awful lot of copies, and we'll have those to pass out to folks each evening at 15th and U Streets Northwest at the gas station. This is The Voice of DC Cab Drivers, brought to you by the Dominion of Cab Drivers here on WST 1120 AM. I'm Pete Tucker with The Fight Back, thefightback.org. Again, we're going to be continuing the conversation on the change, proposed changes, certainly not fait accompli, but proposed changes to Chapter 6 and 8 of Title 31. To join the conversation, call 703-534-9878, 703-534-9878. Before we turn to the phones and to Pete Harmon, I want to play a clip from Thursday's news talk with Bruce DePoit on TBD News Channel 8. DePoit asked Mayor Vincent Gray his thoughts on both D.C.'s low meter rates as well as the controversial medallion legislation. Mayor Gray said, "When you compare us to other cities, our taxi rates are low." On the subject of medallions, Gray said, "We're not looking to drive people out of business in the District of Columbia."
Let me ask you about some taxi stuff and some mundane parking meter type stuff. Mm-hmm. Are taxi rates too low, not in terms of the public, which would I love to have them the lowest they could possibly be, but in terms of the drivers being able to make a sustaining wage?
Yeah, we have some concerns about that, Bruce. We have done a couple of things. First of all, one of the early things I did, you know, when I first came into office a couple of months ago, three, 4 months ago, was to raise the cap. There was a cap of $19 on charges, no matter how long the trip and in suburbs, $19. I took the cap off because that was hurting the drivers. Secondly, when the fuel prices started to increase, I approved a surcharge so that they could make up for some of the fuel, additional fuel costs. One of the things that was to happen that was not done is a rate study, try to ascertain exactly what are the appropriate rates. People reacted, you know, the drivers in some part reacted to the meters when they were introduced. I think the meters provide a much more objective approach. But it's not the meter say, it's the rates that the meters, you know, are set at. And that's something that we're going to look at. And I think when you compare us to other cities, our taxi rates are low by comparison to other cities.
Do you support this medallion thing? And can you explain it in a way that I can understand? Because I don't get what they're attempting to fix that's supposedly broken.
Well, it's not legislation I was involved in. It was introduced in the council, and it's not something that I've supported previously.
Do you oppose it?
I haven't taken a position formally on it, Bruce. We'll look more at the legislation. But I believe it has the effect of, you know, you kind of own the franchise. And there's only so many franchises that if you have a medallion, you can't be a taxi cab driver in the city. And they have it in New York. They have it in other places. So it would no longer be kind of a free market system. You know, you'd have X number of drivers because they would be limited by virtue of whether they have a medallion or not. The medallion is almost the you know, the franchise or the license to be able to drive in the city. And the scarcer those become, right. Of course, it's like the law of supply and demand. It just drives the price of them up.
I'm no expert, but some of the criticism appears to be centered around the fear that people who are already deep-pocketed sort of industry bigs might emerge even more powerful, even more in control, and that people who've driven for a long time might find themselves on the outside looking in, or that you just won't have an atmosphere of competition and whatever that could hopefully benefit consumers.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, that people make the cases that it perhaps improves the quality of the equipment, you know, and other improvements, but you know, we're not looking to drive people out of business in the District of Columbia. I think we benefit from having, you know, a number of people employed, obviously, given some of the unemployment rates that we have in the city. I think what we would benefit from, Bruce, is a public hearing on this, because it will provide an opportunity to hear the dialogue from all angles.
That was Mayor Gray appearing on News Talk with Bruce DePoit on TBD News Channel 8 this past Thursday. He said, "We're not looking to drive people out of business in the District of Columbia regarding the subject of medallions." This is the voice of DC cab drivers, brought to you by Dominion of Cab Drivers here on WST 1120 AM. I'm Pete Tucker with The Fight Back, thefightback.org. I'm joined by Pete Harmon with Dominion of Cab Drivers. Welcome, Pete. I want to hear your thoughts. And also, we have a caller on the line if you'd like to also join the conversation. Again, the number is 703-534-9878, 703-534-9878. Welcome, Pete Harmon.
Welcome. I want to add one thing. Well, I'll be leaving those petitions at the Diamond Cab office, also at 1101 Rhode Island Avenue Northwest. They're open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So come in Monday and Tuesday and get them, and you can return them there as well. Also, I just want to comment on some of what Mayor Gray just said. He doesn't want to put people out of business. Well, either he hasn't read the medallion bill very well, or he's not keeping on top of what his taxi cab commissioner is doing, because all of these are directed to put the vast majority of us independent driver-owned cabs out of business. All the small companies, all the renters that pay $150, $200 a week instead of $150 a day to rent a cab, it's all designed to put us out of business. Only a few cab companies would be qualified to buy the medallions. All the drivers who do not live in the district, which is a vast majority of us, 90 or 95% of us, would be immediately disqualified no matter how long we drove. Now, we would, if you drove 20 years, you would be in line after the cab companies buy a medallion. There will only be 3,200 of them, plus 800 for Anacostia. And that, coupled with the age limitation of 5 years on a cab, what they're saying right now is you have to buy a new cab but then in 6 months, you may have to take it off the road anyway because you won't be able to buy a medallion. Also, the fact the onerous regulations, they're designed at any point in time, any taxi hack inspector or any police officer could come up to you and say your tires are underinflated, overinflated. It doesn't say by how much. You don't even though the law is completely nonsensical, it's not based in science. Evidently, our taxi cab commissioner flunked fifth grade science. They can just put you out of business. You don't know where the line is even being crossed whether your tires are low or higher. So this is just what I'm saying. Trying to say is this is a means to put us out of business. There are elements in the city government that would like to have us out of business because they want to sell or give away these medallions to their friends dirt cheap, and we will be out of business. 5,000 or 6,000 of us will lose our jobs. Most of the remainder will become serfs working, renting cabs for $100-$150 a day, or paying as much as 2/3 of the meter to the company like they do in Philadelphia. So you have to be organized, and you have to do what is necessary. I think we have a caller on the line before I
no,
did I lose
just,
him?
We just dropped that caller. The number to call is 703-534-9878, 703-534-9878. And we're going to go to that caller in just 1 second. I just wanted to point out that, as Mayor Gray mentioned, he did not propose that legislation. That is coming from the D.C. Council, particularly from council members Harry Thomas in Ward 5, Michael Brown at large, Marion Barry Ward 8. They co-introduced it. It was co-sponsored by Ward 7 Councilmember Vet Alexander and Ward 6 Councilmember Tommy Wells, who chairs the Committee on Public Works and Transportation, has said that he's going to hold a hearing on the bill sometime before the July recess. I wanted to point that out. And then tonight, since the proposed change to Title 31 are more immediate, although the medallion legislation, of course, is highly problematic, the Title 31 changes are more immediate, so we can discuss either of the two with the understanding that Title 31 is coming up. The comments are due by May 31st. I'd like to welcome to the caller to the Voice of DC Cab Drivers.
Caller, hello?
Welcome to the Voice of DC Cab Drivers.
Thank you very much. This seems to be not rulemaking, but harassment. Now medallion, and then after 2 months, Title 31. After that, something else. This is harassment. Some human rights groups need to intervene. And also, Congress has to hear what's happening to us. This is simply harassment of hardworking people in the District of Columbia. And we need to appeal to human rights groups and to Congress. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. The number to call to join the conversation is 703-534-9878. Pete Harmon, any response?
Yes, this is harassment for a reason. They want us out of business. They want our business taken from us, confiscated from us, and given to somebody else or sold dirt. When whoever buys these medallions for $10,000 a piece, and we are not given a right to buy them, they are getting them dirt cheap. They cost $400,000 in Boston. They cost $800,000 in New York City. Other cities will sell them and say they need tax money. The matter of the fact is they could collect more taxes off DC cab drivers, and some people may be a little upset. Drivers may disagree with me, but if we got a fair rate on a meter, we could pay in taxes every year what they are selling the medallions for a one-time price. This is basically a grand theft of a major scale. Every other bit of corruption that happened in D.C. government pales by comparison. They want to sell a $500 million to $1 billion worth of medallions for $25 million. The kickback on that would tempt Mother Teresa, much less Marion Barry. This is a huge amount of money. They want our business. This whole movement, the medallion bill, the changes in 31C, which will make it impossible for anybody to operate except for a few deep-pocketed companies who would operate for a short time with the lowest fares in the country, the newest cabs. Once they got rid of us, you can tell the public the fares will increase and the age limitation will go up to the industry standard of 8 to 10 years. We will have the newest cabs in the country and the lowest fares by far. This is just to get us out of business. Now, we have to let the public be aware of what's happening. We have printed up thousands of flyers. We're going to print up tens of thousands of more. We'll be handing them out 15th and U. You can be able to pick up some at Diamond Cab, other cab companies. You hand these to every single one of your customers, whether they live in the district or not, and talk to them. Tell your customers that you're going to be losing your job and your business. They're going to have one-third as many cabs, and they're going to pay a lot more for them.
That's the voice of Pete Harmon. This is the voice of DC Cab Drivers, and we have a caller on the line. Welcome to the voice of DC Cab Drivers.
Hello?
Hello, caller. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
Good. How you doing?
I appreciate what you do, sir, and I'm just keep following you for a long time. I've been driving for 8 years now, nine, and this bill is just pretty bad for everybody. My question is there any attempt to work with any other cab companies that dominate, you know, the union, or are they just doing it by themselves? And the second one is DC government has the right to implement any law regarding of, you know, any business in the District of Columbia. But instead of abandoning the whole bill, is there any attempt to include all the drivers, to include them inside the bill so everybody can get medallia? That's my question.
Thank you so much for the call. Regarding the union, there is the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers acts as a union. I think a union you need, the official definition, I think, is that you have a single employer. And that doesn't quite work with the taxi cab industry. Maybe I'm wrong about that definition, but the effect is the same, that there is a Small Business Association of DC cab drivers, which consists of, you mentioned Dominion, there's the DC Professional Taxi Cab Drivers Association. Next week I should have a list of all of them. You have UCC and Luxury Cab and Grand and Challenger and a number of others who are all together. And that is critically important and the real beginnings of some serious organizing. But of course, this is going to come down to whether drivers like yourself talk to your passengers and let them know, because this is a political fight. A previous caller mentioned getting a human rights attorneys and going to Congress, and these are all good ideas. But to me, at the end of the day, this is a political fight, and there's no better street fighters. There's a street fight, a political fight. There's no better fighters than taxi cab drivers who have a very keen understanding of what's taking place in the District of Columbia. And so the more that the word gets spread passenger by passenger to other drivers about what's going on, I think the better chance drivers have of staving off these two major attacks, be it the changes to Title 31 or the medallion legislation. And then there was you mentioned the DC government and whether there could be a change in the legislation to bring it to all drivers, the medallions. I think that when the legislation is written by John Ray for Jerry Schaefer and kind of done behind closed doors, I think the best bet for drivers are probably to say, no way, no how. This legislation is a non-starter. It cannot be worked with, and it must be killed. I think that negotiating from a position of extreme weakness, when in fact there's extreme strength in drivers, and particularly when you see the solidarity that you do, may not make an awful lot of sense. Pete Harmon, we got one more caller on the line, and I'm sure you have some thoughts. So, caller, welcome to the voice of DC cab drivers.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, just a comment. I think we need to take some action before 31st of May or before the hearing in the DC Council. We have to have some symbolic half-day or full-day strike. Otherwise, they will not pay attention. I think we need to organize toward a strike before all these hearings.
Well, thanks so much for that call, Pete. I want to get your thoughts on that. I did want to point out, and Pete, I know you've been working on this, there's a rally June 1st, which is not before May 31st, as the caller indicated, and may be appropriate. There's a rally June 1st coming up at Freedom Plaza. I think the details are still being worked out. And also, you know, these petitions are going to be delivered en masse to the DC Taxi Cab Commission, and they, you know, will be an indication of the disapproval that drivers have towards these proposed changes. And that may not speak exactly to an action, although certainly things are being done, and maybe things need to be done along the lines of what the caller suggested. And I think we have another call on the line, Pete Harmon. Let me get your thoughts, and then we'll go to the next caller.
Yes, we're planning a large demonstration on June 1st at Freedom Plaza, 14th and Pennsylvania, right across from the district building. We will be passing out flyers with more information, but the tentative plan is for it to start at 1 p.m. We may or may not have a strike with it. If drivers want a strike with it, with June 1st would be a very good day to withhold your service to the public, but I think we're holding off on that right now. But we will have this demo, and this will be a meeting too to explain to drivers what's going on, and also for drivers to help plan our further actions. This is just the beginning. What we need at this demonstration is hundreds or thousands of drivers there, so the city knows that they're going to have a fight on their hand if they take away our livelihood. We have to be there. We have to be angry. They are going to take all our livelihoods. That's the bottom line. Even drivers, the few DC drivers that think they may qualify for medallions, between the 5-year age limitation and the onerous regulations that can revoke your license for really trivial offenses, and people already know how. How the DC Taxi Cab Commission and hack inspectors work, everybody will be out of business. So everybody needs to show up at Freedom Plaza on June 1st at 1 p.m.
And in between now and then, the petitions are going around, and we can always be calling the DC Council, the council members, to bring them into the loop. While they have a role to play specifically with the medallion legislation, whether they vote for it or not, first, the Committee on Public Works and Transportation, and then if it's voted out of that committee, which hopefully it will not be, then it would go to the full council. But they also should be made aware of these drastic proposed changes to Title 31. So I don't know whether a strike will or won't be called for, but there's certainly a lot that can be done short of a strike, because drivers, passengers, everyone needs to be made aware of what's going on. We have another caller on the line. Caller, welcome to the Voice of DC Cab Drivers.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Basically, I do agree with the first caller. This is about civil rights. Our civil rights has been violated because, number one, the excessive fine that we have to pay, $1,000 for a flat tire. I mean, that's too much. And what the mayor has said is too little and too late. What we need is our civil right to be restored. Because simply the way I see it is we have a right to work, and a right, to have a living. Because somebody don't have to work 12 hours or 16 hours to survive. Because, number one, for the safety of the customer, a taxi driver don't have to work 12 or 16 hours. It's a risk. It's a risk of safety. It's safety risk. So what I think is we have to, look all these things. And the excessive fine that we have to pay, $1,000 for a tire, that's too much. So I think it's not only about, medallion. It's about our civil right, the right to work. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the call. And I think that's exactly right. And the question is how to go about achieving those civil rights and those human rights and the right to work and not to be worked to the point where, it's not safe for drivers, it's not healthy, it's not safe for passengers. We have another caller on the line. Welcome to the Voice of DC Cab Drivers.
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the show.
Yeah, first of all, my name is Billy Ray Edwards, and I'm about the concerned African-Americans in the DC taxicab industry. First, I want to congratulate the Dominion of Taxicab Drivers for having this radio program, because that is the lack that all D.C. taxicab drivers have had over the years, is to put out issues from a taxicab industry professional in the public, the realm of public opinion. I don't know what's going to go on in this industry. It seems like, as Pete has said, that, it's terrible. And, and I just want to make a suggestion to you all, and, to help you defray the cost of putting on this program. you should get yourself a post office box, and cab drivers in this city should support this radio program with a freewill donation to keep it on the air, maybe even add another hour to the radio program to make the issue become public, you know, so that the public will really know what is going on in this industry. My one concern is the industry itself and some of the drivers that's in the industry, because some of the drivers in the industry do not know the history of this industry and never have but one newspaper ever reported the history of this industry. That was the city newspaper some years ago. And I would say that, you know, for folks that's into this industry on the backs of African Americans, we need a seat at the table. We need a seat at the table, and we've always been friends with people who have came from other places in this industry. And, you know, I even stood on the corner and passed out flyers and told them how to protect themselves if the city government came after them by becoming an independent owner of a taxi cab in D.C. by putting your name on the door. I didn't get home until 6 o'clock then this morning because I had one Ethiopian brother broke down, and I took him home. And you know, it's that we care about folks that's into this industry, and we definitely need a seat at the table.
Billy Ray, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Feel free to finish your thoughts. And also, I wanted to get your thoughts on the proposed changes to Title 31. You were the first one to bring to my attention directly following the Wednesday, May 11th, D.C. Taxi Cab Commission hearing at which you were present, how the seriousness of these proposed changes. Apologies for interrupting.
Yes, you know, my concern about the rewriting of Title 31 is a backdoor, you know, to the medallion that they want in this system. And as Pete has so adequately put it, you know, the D.C. government wants to put us out of business. They want to close down a historical industry that's been a lifesaver and empowerment, for especially to the African-American community, since 1837. You know, I don't understand Murnberry and all of those people that sit on that council down there. They're not listening. They're not listening, you know, to what we have to say. Title 31... And no taxicab operator, driver, owner sits at the table. And when they are making rules to govern this industry, I mean, that is a travesty. That is a travesty. You know, and one thing that, Pete, I heard you say, Pete, a little earlier, that, you know, we are going to have a rally on the 1st of June. I mean, that would be too late, I would think. That would be too late. I would say that, man, we need to have a major job action, because this thing, man, is getting out of hand. You know, these people are taking everybody for granted. I mean, they're running us back into slavery. And a lot of people, especially African Americans, have left this industry because they couldn't put up with it. They own, like myself, I'm 68 years old, been in the business 47 years. I don't want to leave like this. I don't want to leave with an industry that is going to deprive a person, you know, of color, the opportunity to live, you know, a decent life in Washington, D.C. Never in the history of the D.C. taxi cab industry have a taxi cab driver owner have not been able to buy a house in Washington, D.C. And I just look at it, you know, and I said, first they closed down D.C. General Hospital, and then they trying to steal the taxicab industry. What's next? To get people, after a while, Washington will be just like South Africa was in the old days, in an apartheid city. And it hurts me to my heart to see this happening. And, you know, we're not getting a fair shake at the table. And we need to get our issues in the realm of public opinion. The Washington Post, the Times, or the Examiner have never recorded the history of this industry or the plight of the people who may have come here and elevated themselves above the level of poverty.
Yeah, Billy Ray, isn't it true that Wouldn't you say that a lot of the black middle class in D.C. now owe where they're at because their fathers, like Mayor Gray's father, owned in their own business as a cab driver, either full-time
that's
or
true.
As a second
that's
job?
True. That's true.
And some of these same people are trying to put us out of business now that it's immigrants' turn, foreign-born nationals from other countries, even though they're American citizens, putting them out of business now that it's their turn at the table.
You will be surprised how many people in the African-American community was able to buy a house in the District of Columbia by driving a taxi cab, a hack taxi cab in Washington, D.C. You should be surprised how many that sent their children to college. And, you know, it seems as if their children has forgot the plight of their fathers. And they don't want to protect the thing that has been a catalyst for economic empowerment for a people, a race of people. It's a shame.
You know,
it's a cold-hearted shame.
This is why I'm really encouraged. I see a lot of the older black cab drivers who might actually benefit greatly by this medallion bill because they would be one of the 5% that might qualify.
Pete, evidently you didn't read that bill.
Well, maybe they realize they're going to be screwed too.
Yeah, oh, you know it.
I'm sure they'll find a way.
That's
the ones that think they may benefit still are supporting us because they know it is dead wrong. Guys like you that know it's wrong, know where they came from, and know where people are trying to get to, they support us. And that
Steve,
I find that very, very encouraging.
Steve, I urge every cab driver in Washington, D.C. to support any effort that anybody is making to make this system better, especially the Union of Cab Drivers who are taking the initiative to put this in the realm of public opinion. Because we've never had a voice in this community when it comes down to this industry.
Speaking of putting public opinion, we are printing up, like I say, thousands of flyers to pass out to the public. Talk to your customers. They are appalled at what is happening. They will call the city councilman. The city councilman should listen to them. We need to encourage the entire public to call, write the city council. If the Washington Post won't publish the issues, if they willfully ignore it, fine. But we can inform the public with tens of thousands of flyers. So pass these out to every single customer, whether they live in the district or not. Because in Washington, D.C., even if they don't live in the district, they may know somebody in Congress or something. There's a lot of people that know a lot of people. So,
Pete, I want to tell you something. You know, I want to tell you something. You know, these people are throwing bricks at taxi cabs, you know, now. You know, because the service is, I mean, if you live in far northeast or over across the east of the river, or high uptown, you know, in Brightwood, you have no problem in Chevy Chase. But taxi cab service in this city has went down. You know, even my mother has a doctor appointment, let's say, at 8 o'clock in the morning, and she can't even get a cab to cover her doctor appointment, and she's 88 years old. I mean, this is appalling, man. I mean, people are being disgusted, especially the east of the river that's trying to catch taxi cabs. And, you know, man, when they took away the shared riding system in this city, it put us all in the poorhouse.
Yes, and a lot of people east of the river, drivers can make good money with his own system, even though the fares were lower. People pay less because of the willingness of people east of the river to share cabs and work like that. Is that correct?
Billy Ray, could you explain what the shared ride is and you're saying it was done away with?
You know, if you picked up a fare on the street, you was allowed to pick up another fare as long as you don't vary 5 blocks out of the route of the original fare. A cab driver can take, I'll give you an example, you know, of the loss that we have taken. At the bus station, for instance, you could take a taxi cab from the bus station and you could put four single fares on his seat and take them, let's say, in the Walter Reed area, within the Walter Reed area, which is was four zones, you could make $60 for those four people going there. But now you can only, with one fare, you can only make $13 is the most you can probably get from the bus station to the Silver Spring line. I mean, man, that is a hit that nobody wants to take. That is a hit that has killed me and put me just about out of this business. I raised my children driving a taxi cab in this city. And it's a shame that they are making a bomb out of me because of the rules and regulation and the policy of this industry today. And they won't even allow people like me, you, and other cab drivers who have the history of this industry a seat at the table to give us a fair shake.
That's the voice of Billy Ray Edwards, a longtime driver and advocate.
Pete, let me remind people again, please. Give these people a box number or somewhere they can make a freewill donation to keep this radio program on the air if maybe it could be extended. Give them a box number or an address they can send a freewill donation because it is important, man. You know I have been preaching this at a nonprofit organization for years about putting a program like this on the air, and it never happened. Peace and love, my brother, and I enjoy what you're doing because I feel a part of what you're doing. I am a part of what you're doing, and I love you.
Yeah,
thank you.
You've been at it for years and decades, Billy Ray Edwards. Thanks so much for the call. Pete Harmon, you have a comment. I just want to give out the number again, which is 703-534-9878, 703-534-9878 if you want to join the conversation here on the Voice of DC Cab Drivers here on WUST 1120 AM. And I also want to point out that the petitions that we discussed earlier are available at thefightback.org, where this show will be archived tomorrow as our past shows. Pete Harmon.
Yes, yeah, so at least on a temporary basis. Diamond Cab Drivers are raising money for this show and for flyers and stuff, and we're taking some of the extra burden. But you can come by the Diamond office and leave a money order either for Dominion of Cabs or even just a WST, just make it out to WST radio, just you know, $20-$30 or whatever you can afford.
WUST,
WUST, well, I'm
probably,
sorry.
Yeah.
So we can help pay for the radio show. You know, we originally started as a means to raise money for law firm Mark Zed, who was a very good lawyer, but we weren't able to raise enough money. I think drivers should realize now that if what we said was going to transpire has transpired, they've showed their true colors, that they really, everything they've been doing in the last 3 years has put us out of business. So this is now or never. You know, the tanks are coming over the hill right now. We got to stick the bullets in the gun. We have no choice. We're going to be dead. Our families are going to be hungry. We're going to be out of business.
That's the voice of Pete Harmon here on WST 1120 AM. To join the conversation, call 703-534-9878. As we discuss both the medallion legislation, which you heard Mayor Gray earlier refer to, he said we're not looking to drive people out of the business in the District of Columbia. And said he did not support it. He was still taking a look at the legislation, which was, again, introduced by Ward 5 Councilmember Harry Thomas, Ward 8 Councilmember Marion Barry, and at-large Councilmember Michael Brown, and was co-sponsored by Ward 7 Councilmember Yvette Alexander and Ward 6 Councilmember Tommy Wells, who chairs the Committee on Public Works and Transportation, has said that he plans to hold a hearing on the legislation before the July recess. And so for the weeks, Pete, we've been talking about this medallion legislation and the potential it has to wipe thousands of drivers out of jobs. And then along comes Title 31 on May 11th, and now there's just a few more days, we have 9 days left to submit comments to the DC Taxi Cab Commission to spread the word. We have the June 1st protest, which comes on, was the 2 or 3 year anniversary of the meters going in, but more importantly, it comes the day following the closing of the comment period to Title 31, and at a time when also the medallion legislation is hanging over drivers' head as well. The number to call to join the conversation, 703-534-9878. Any further thoughts you have, Pete Harmon?
Yes. When you make comments about Title 31, you can also email or write, call the mayor's office. The taxi cab commissioner serves at his pleasure. Whether he knows what she's doing or not, we can't really say, honestly say. But it is his ultimate responsibility what she does. We supported him. We drove his people to the polls. We did everything we could to help him get elected. We need to remind him of this, that he promised us that he would respect us and give us a fair shake. I was in a meeting with him before the election. He waxed eloquently how his father supported his family by driving a cab, owning a cab, his second job. I asked him if he'd guarantee us our ownership rights. He would not give me an answer. So we have to put the pressure on Mayor Gray as well. You have to remember that with the Taxi Cab Commission, I think they can, I'm not quite sure, but they can almost enact these this title changes unilaterally. And it's basically only one person, which is the interim chairman right now, that has this power. We got rid of Mr. Swain. In a lot of ways, it looks like we went out of the frying pan into the fire. What she is doing is something that I thought they would try to do a long time ago, which makes put an age limitation on, a severe age limitation on, with the cheapest cab rates in the country. Like I say, the newest cabs and the lowest rates. And that's a deliberate attempt to starve us out of business. We also have five times more cabs for residents than any other city. The other city, Boston, has one-fifth. Then is the next highest number of cabs per resident is Boston. The exact same population as us, they have one-fifth as many cabs, 1,800 cabs. And they have the highest fare in the country, 280 a mile. We need to tell customers that. And, of course, they can have older cabs than what we would have. They have trouble making it that. How are we going to make, by five-year-old cabs, $1.50 a mile? They know we can't do it. They know once they get rid of us, they will raise the rates. We know they promised some of these companies, even beyond Schaefer, but other companies in the country, that they would raise the rates. They have to get rid of us first. Once they get rid of us, the rates will go up. The customers have fewer cabs. We need to inform the public of this. The public, if they know about this, they are appalled. Pass these flyers out. We will have tens of thousands of them for you to pass out. Talk to every single customer. Tell them that you and your family will be destitute, and they will not have cabs.
We gotten the word that we can go till 8:15 tonight, so we have another almost half hour to take calls at 703-534-9878. 703-534-9878 here on WUST 1120 AM. Pete, I had two questions for you. One is this the first time that they've tried to require a age limit on cars? For example, the changes, Title 31 proposed changes would require that no car be older than 5 years. Is this the first time you've seen this in your years of organizing? And I was wondering if you could talk about DC's meter rates as opposed to other cities, but the first question being the time limit on vehicles.
The age limitation, when Marion Barry was mayor, he proposed a six-year age limitation on taxis. It was, and frankly, at that time, we had a lot more African-American drivers working, and they picketed his house. And of course, they have support with Marion Barry's constituents. And he immediately backed off. So they did try it. They limited the age limitation originally on fleet owners, rental cabs, to 8 years. Fleet owners complained about it. They increased it to 10 years. 8 to 10 years is pretty much the industry standard around the country. For example, Red Top's 8 years. I think Barwood Cab, Montgomery County, is 8 years. As you know, most American cars now are made. You can get 8 or 10 years of good service out of them, especially if they're well maintained. They know that $1.50 a mile is even hard for us to maintain the cars we have now.
I want to get, if you're going into the rates, I want to hold off on that question. We have a call on the air, so let's come back to that. Welcome, caller, to the Voice of DC Cab Drivers.
Yes, am I on the line?
Yes, you are. Welcome.
Yes. Yes, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Manasseh Gebremariam. I drove here in the city in Washington, D.C. since 1982. Within this time, we paid a lot of, we've been through as a cab driver by different administration in Washington, D.C. So I feel the grievances of every cab driver here in the city that we considered as a second-class citizen, and they legislate a law against us in any shape, way of, imposing on us, even breaking the federal law, the civil rights law, and all those things. Anyhow, I am 100% would go on the strike, and I would support the activity that professional cab driver, Dominion cab drivers are doing, and I try to contact them through email and all that. And definitely I'll be a very active participant in this. But my question here is here that on an upcoming strike on June 1st.
Well, I just want to be clear, and please stay with us. Apologies for interrupting. No strike has been called for June 1st. The Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers is calling for a rally. I know Pete mentioned that, but that has not been discussed in any way, shape, or form. So I don't want the word to go out saying that that's right. The case when that has not been discussed and has not been called for.
Oh, okay. But anyhow, it happened before. You know, cab drivers just went to strike, and 30% stop workage, and 70% are working out there. And it happened before. I mean, if we had to go for strike, there should be some kind of very strict to deter those people who are trying to work by, I don't know, taking the video, you know, or the Virginia cab drivers or Maryland cab drivers, they used to come in down here and work. And we have to make sure that the HAC inspector should enforce on those out-of-state cab drivers to come and work here. If they don't give a ticket for those people, they are violating the law. They let people... You see, we have to expose these people out. When the Tax Cab Commission is breaking the law, we have to let them know it is wrong. They cannot do that by us taking action, legal action on them. You know, by taking a video for not passing a Virginia cab picking up on the street. That is, the HAC inspector is not working his job, or Tax Cab Commission is not working their job. You know, this kind of thing has to be, we have to come in full force against them, you know. And of course, it needs a full participant of any cab drivers out there who make, you know, living by driving a cab in D.C. has to participate. 100% work stoppage has to be, should be, you know, make sure that it is happening. Don't let anybody work at that time. If the Virginians or Marylanders come in and work, and then we make sure that DC Tax Cab Commission is responsible for that violation, and they are not writing a ticket.
Hang on.
You know, I went down yesterday to buy some kind of sticker saying cash only in my cab, because I didn't have, I don't want to take a credit card machine. I don't have it. It costs me money. And I went to one of the cab who sells signs, a national cab, actually. I asked him, well, do you have those stickers? I want to buy them. He says, no. The HAC inspector came in and he told us we cannot sell those things. I couldn't believe my ear. And HAC inspector can tell you what to sell and what not to sell. And ordering a business, you know, when is this going to stop? I mean, it's ridiculous. I cannot take it anymore. I drove since 1982, and I live in Virginia, and I'm excluded of this medallion proposal because I live out here. It hurts, I know. So cab drivers out there need to be united, get one front, and stand there and do what we need to do.
Thanks.
Period.
Thanks.
That's all I want to say, sir.
Well, thank you so much for the call. And as a longtime driver since 1982, it's very much appreciated. I would just say that, again, no strike has been called for. And whether a strike has been called for or not, the point is that the public has to be engaged. This is a political fight, and political pressure comes from people calling in and putting pressure on the D.C. council members and word spreading. And so one need not wait for a strike to take action. We can take action every day, many times a day. And so I almost think that some of the some of the energy gets put into waiting for this big action, when in fact we need to be taking many small actions between now and then. And we have another caller who's joining us on the line. Welcome to the voice of DC cab drivers. Caller's been dropped. Okay, you can call in at 703-534-9878. 703-534-9878. Pete Harmon.
Yeah, I want to get back. Touch on 2 points. First of all drivers, you need to inform other drivers that we are all out of business. If this medallion bill, 31C, passes, this is a direct attack on our business, our livelihoods. And we're not just going to, most of us won't even have a chance to work 12 or 14 hours a day for $80 a day like they do in New York City or other cities. We won't even have that opportunity because there won't be enough cabs. We will be out of it. So every driver, when we have a, if in the future when we have a strike, we just, or any sort of street action, everybody needs to participate. Drivers need to be aware of that. When we had strikes over the meter, they were more effective than what people thought. But a lot of drivers didn't realize how much money they're going to lose with the meter. We tried to inform them. They didn't believe us. They went along with it, or they thought they could make a few bucks that day. But the next day after one of the strikes, when I get in my cab, when I'm driving my cab, and somebody from a major a lobbying firm says, our chief lobbyist waited 45 minutes for a cab at 13th and Pennsylvania Avenue. What's going on? What are you striking about? And I was able to tell her that. These guys charge their clients $500 an hour. They don't want to wait for a cab, even a couple minutes. So our strikes were at least somewhat successful. But this time, everybody needs to be on board.
But Pete, I just want to be clear. No strike has been called for. There's a Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers, which has many actions. There's a petition going around. There's no need to wait for something that is may happen or may not happen. Drivers can take action multiple times a day, every day, and there is no time to wait. So it's not a matter of waiting for a big action. We have a caller on the line. Welcome to the voice of DC cab drivers. Caller, can you hear us?
Oh, caller, can you hear us?
I think we lost the caller.
Okay. Let me go ahead and write some thing. One thing that's very, very important now is to pass out the flyers to the public and talk to the public. So when we do action, they understand why. We've been badly covered with the Post on this. We don't want them to say we're still mad about going to meters. Mayor Gray said it well. It wasn't so much the meters per se, it was the rate they were set at. That's our problem. If we'd have gotten $2 a mile on a meter, we'd have been pretty much revenue neutral with the old zone system. We wouldn't have lost any money. But we need to prepare the public for this. The main thing to have is this meeting, hundreds, thousands of you need. Everybody needs to turn out. If we're not working that time, fine. We're parked and we're demonstrating. Take the metro downtown, come down to Freedom Plaza, and be there. And then we will be, it'll be a demonstration and a public meeting. And then we can decide on stuff if we need to strike. We may decide right then and there. Everybody walks off the job for 3 days. If the drivers are doing it and want to do it, but all drivers realize this is it. They got us lined up against the wall. They're loading the bullets in the guns right now. We're about ready to get executed. There's no time for, you know, saying, well, we should do this or do that, or we should write a letter or negotiate. We are up against the wall. We have to fight really hard. And there's I say, the one most important thing right now is all these drivers show up at our demonstration and meeting. This is right across from City Hall. All drivers pass out flyers and talk to your customers. All you drivers sign your petition against 31C and email or call the mayor's office and let him know what his taxi cab commissioner is doing so he can't have any sort of plausible deniability or willful ignorance, because his taxi cab commissioner wrote Title 31.
For those who want to continue the conversation in person, directly following tonight's show and each night at the gas station at 15th and U Streets Northwest, I'll be down there from roughly 8 to 9:30 p.m. each evening, and tonight be a little late. Following the show, we have an extended show. We're going till 8:15 p.m. here on WUST, 11:20 a.m. We have a caller on the air. Welcome to the voice of DC cab drivers. We're having a little bit of difficulty with the callers.
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Okay, hi, this is Ali. I just wanted to say thank you, guys. You are doing such a good job, and I appreciate everything you're all doing. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good to hear your voice, Ali.
All right, thank you. The one thing that I wanted to talk about is those drivers who are basically having problem with the taxicab commission's office whenever they get a ticket or any kind of complaint from a customer. The hack office calls them and tells them to come in and bring their hack license in. The chairman of the taxicab commission removes or takes away the hack license from them and gives them a piece of paper. Elizabeth is one of those people who basically they have taken her hack license away from her, and they are issuing her a temporary license for her to be able to drive, and she has to go back every week to renew that. And it's just such a hassle to go there every week. And she has to wait there for half an hour or so before they put another date on it and tell her to come back. I don't understand why, first of all, they don't just tell her to come back on such a date so it won't inconvenience her every week. The major thing is what they are doing is illegal. It is unconstitutional, in my opinion, not just mine, but a lot of people think that this is unconstitutional because they don't have the right to take your license away and give you a little piece of paper with no picture on it and tell you to go and drive your cab. There is another gentleman who basically have lost his hack license. They took it away, and they gave him one of these papers. He's got his old hack license, which is already expired, because he has got a ticket for a dirty cab about 6 months ago. And he has taken and scheduled the ticket for hearing. But they won't give him his hack license because there is a ticket pending in the court. And you tell me, where is the law that says You do not have the right to keep your driver's license until you go to the court? This is all illegal. But the bottom line is, I would like those guys who are having this kind of problem, like Elizabeth, like Mr. Charles, to give me a call and let me know who they are. I would like to take their case to the hack office. I'm going to go on Tuesday, about 2 o'clock Tuesday, to discuss this with Dina Reed, the interim chairman of the hack office. So I would like everyone who's got these kind of tickets to give me a call. We arrange a meeting. Perhaps we will all go there and bring this issue up in front of her and tell her what they are doing is illegal, and maybe they will listen to us.
Thanks.
So my phone number is 202-422-1524. Again, my phone number is 202-422-1524.
Thanks, Ali. And then the phone number for the station is 703-534-9878. A couple people have called, and then just when you call, just hang on, and we'll get to you the call in a moment.
Excuse me, Ali, you're still on the line? Oh, okay, well, one point I want to make. From my understanding, they are not scheduling hearings for these people. They're taking their license but not giving them a hearing. These are, in case of woman, I forgot her name, Elizabeth, the Ethiopian woman, she was, the customers were routing, were hitting her seat, and a police officer, put them out of the cab, and they still made a complaint, and she cannot get a hearing. This is kind of like old-style Soviet Union, where you could be accused, your accuser unnamed, and you were in prison. In this case, you're losing your job without any sort of right to defend yourself. This is certainly not America. This is, Washington, D.C. They think sometimes they're a law amongst themselves. So anyway, go ahead.
We have a caller on the line. Welcome to the Voice of DC Cab Drivers.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. Is this Carolyn Robinson?
Yes, this is Carolyn Robinson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
You know, it's really a travesty of what's really happening to the drivers. You know, and I definitely concur with what Ali said in regards to them, the issuing of the licenses. It's unfortunate that the DC Taxi Cab Commission is making up their rules as they go along or how they see fit. They have no place in issuing, in regards to having tickets. With my understanding, if you had made a scheduled hearing, then your license should be issued. Issuing a piece of paper is not substantial enough for people to have in the street. So if the police or someone stops you, they're going to say that this piece of paper means nothing, or that you could have duplicated the piece of paper or something. It should be some type of mechanism that they can have a temporary license. If they can issue license to people who work in repair shops to take cars through inspection, or they should have some type of directive that explicitly specifies what the procedures are and what the rules are. We will abide by the rules if they have set rules. But it's unfortunate that they don't even have set rules.
That's the voice of Carolyn Robinson, a longtime driver with DC Professional Taxi Cab Drivers Association, a veteran like yourself, Pete Harmon, in the industry. Any response?
Well, this is all part and parcel to put us out of business. This harassment, these brown shirt tactics, thinking they're all unto themselves. This is just, you know, this arbitrary and capriciousness on regulations and rules. There's very good ways that you can, the DC Taxi Cab Commission can handle complaints. Customers can be satisfied and drivers can be satisfied. For example, in Boston, if a customer has a complaint, they can call up the Taxi Cab Commission. Taxi Cab Commission have a three-way phone conversation with a driver on a cell phone. They can usually resolve the issue very quickly and fairly. Customers don't want to waste a lot of time on a $5 or $10 fare dispute. And that's fair to the customers and fair to the drivers. But they don't want to do it like that. They want to make the system broken. So they can say, we're going to fix it by throwing you guys all out. And one other thing I wanted to say that Billy Ray mentioned, he was talking about the complaints service to Northeast and Southeast. I think some of our drivers bear responsibility for this. There's no reason, especially now with the meters, that you would not want to pick up somebody going to Southeast, in terms of financial reasons. It's, as you well know, if you've done it, it's a better call than taking two people to somebody to Bethesda. You make more money quicker going to, so it's, you know, be more careful about picking people up, or be more likely to pick. You know, there's no reason we don't need to service these customers. Anyway,
go that's ahead. The voice of Pete Harmon. We have a caller dropped off the line, so we have a couple more minutes. If you want to call in, 703-534-9878. And if you're calling and it doesn't get picked up right away, it doesn't mean just hang in there. We'll still get to you. We have about 5 minutes. Left, Pete Harmon. Earlier, I was before got some of the calls. Up, we have the caller is back with us, so maybe we can go to that call. Welcome to the Voice of DC Cab Drivers.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm trying to make some kind of comment on the show.
Please, you're on the air.
Yeah, the law that they're trying to propose about Medallion, and I believe DC is a federal city. So in order to tell people who live in Maryland or Virginia they cannot work in federal city, that's something that I cannot understand, because there is a lot of professional federal city who live in Maryland or D.C. still working in D.C. So isn't that kind of discrimination or picking up specific people? So is that against the law?
Well, the legislature makes the law, so it's always a little difficult to say it's against the law. And, this is wrong on many levels, including the one that you just pointed out. at the end of the day, you know, this is a political fight, and so the more drivers that get engaged and get involved, the better chance of this has of winning. But it requires drivers talking to passengers and spreading the word. You know, as you pointed out, it's wrong on that level, and as callers throughout this past hour have pointed out, there's it wrong on many other levels as well. The question is, how many drivers get involved and use their voice and spread the word? We have another caller joining us on the line. Welcome to the Voice of DC Cab Drivers. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Haile Kidani.
Welcome.
Yes, I'd just like to ask about that strike or demonstration. It must be a little clear because Pete is saying something a little different than you were saying, so I just need to be clarified on that one.
Well, thank you so much for the call. Let me be very clear. There has been no strike called for. There is no strike called for. Now, that could change, but there has been no strike called for. June 1st.
Yeah, you stressed on the air before you go off the air, Peter.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. That's all I got to say. Thank you, Peter.
Oh, thank you so much for the call. The June 1st is a day of action, a protest is being put together by the Small Business Association of D.C. Taxi Cab Drivers, and there's much to do between now and then to spread the word. There has been no strike that has been called for. We have another caller on the air. Welcome to the Voice of D.C. Cab Drivers.
Yes, good evening, Pete. Haimanot here.
Good evening, Haimanot.
Yeah, how you doing? I just called in to make a couple of points. One, I have to make clear that strike has never been called. I mean, such decision comes from the board of the Small Business Association of DC Cab Drivers, and that was not decided. I mean, a strike. But the June 1st is that the day that our anniversary that we start fighting for the cause of the taxi cab drivers in general issues about the taxi industry. So we want that day to be a day for a sort of a meeting or some sort of some sort of demonstration. We don't know the better. We've never been decided. The strike never been decided by the board. One, and I just want to make clear for everyone listening here: this is the Small Business Association of DC Cab Drivers, a form of union, but is an association. But is a union. I heard you explain what the difference between a union and association is earlier in the show. So in this association, we have many members. Driver-owned companies and driver advocating associations like DCPTDA or DCPTDA and Dominion. So Dominion and DCPTDA is part of the Small Business Association of DC Cab Drivers. So any decision regarding strike, demonstration, or flyers, or petitions, things like that come from the decision of that board. So I just want to make clear that. And also, regarding the petition, we are planning to submit this petition by maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. So I urge each and every driver, when our volunteers approach you with that petition form, to sign it, the petition form, as quickly as possible so that they can proceed to the next person, so that they can collect these petition signatures in the next three days. That's what I called in to say, okay?
Thank you so much, Haimanot. We have 1 minute left and two callers on the line, so let's see if we can get both of the callers in. Welcome to the Voice of DC Cab Drivers.
Hi, I'm a cab driver. My name is Adam.
Welcome, Adam. And maybe next time we can have more time. We just have a minute and two callers left, so if possible, it can be brief, and then maybe next time we can have you on for longer.
Okay, so you want me to call later, you mean?
Say what you have to say.
Oh, okay. What I want to say, the first point is, the cab drivers are a very big number, so it's the public. It is a public. So you cannot depend on action from a public unless you organize them. You need to convince them they're gonna have a benefit. First, we're going to start by volunteers. Then, little by little, we're going to add more cab drivers. We can have a very small form, right you cab driver, right? What do you expect from us?
Caller,
and you have to pay $5. So there is a motivation.
Caller, we're going to have to...
Without the motivation, they cannot do anything.
Thank you so much. We're out of time this week. Please call in next week. We didn't get to another caller. Apologies for that. This is the voice of DC cab drivers here on WUST 1120 AM. And the show will be archived at thefightback.org. For Pete Harmon, I'm Pete Tucker. Thanks so much to Chris for so expertly engineering. You were just listening to the voice of DC cab drivers, brought to you by Dominion of Cab Drivers here on WUST 1120 AM. Tune in Sundays from 7 to 8 p.m. to catch the show live, or to download and listen to past programs, visit thefightback.org.
I'm not the only soul accused of hit and run. Tire tracks all across your back. I can see you had your fun, but darling, can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you, I can see a traffic jam straight up ahead.
You're listening to New World Radio, AM 1120, WUST, Washington.